Welcome to NatureBack podcast, where we are talking with investors and entrepreneurs about climate change and the green economy. My name is Tarmo Virki, and this week we are speaking about coffee. We have two guests. I'm calling first to Miami to speak about Green Coffee Company with Josh Siegelbaum from Legacy Group, and then to Croatia to speak with Miroslav Kovac from Coffee Cloud.
Hey there, I hope you're enjoying the NatureBack podcast. I'm Merit, I'm the CEO and co-founder of Single Earth, and we're a team of more than 70 people building a nature-backed economy. And if that sounds crazy enough for you, then join us. Sign up at single.earth to be among the first to get access to our nature-backed tokens. And let's talk more on our Earth Savers Discord channel. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, Josh, to NatureBacked.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You're coming from Legacy Group. Big sounding name, but what Legacy actually does?
The great question. So we're a private equity firm, an alternative asset manager focusing on unique and interesting opportunities for our investors in Latin America. We're heavily focused on agriculture. Our flagship portfolio company is Green Coffee Company. It's the number one largest coffee producer in the country of Colombia, and we built it from the ground up from 2017 until now.
And coffee and Colombia are actually... Being biggest in Colombia means they are actually also relatively big on a global scale, right?
I'd say so, yes. I mean, it's important to know that the Colombian coffee market is very fragmented. It's a lot of smaller players, smaller landholding families. So being number one in terms of being the largest doesn't mean we control the majority of the land in Colombia. We have ambitions of getting there, but we're the largest single player in the country. We have just over 6,500 acres of land holdings, over 7 million coffee trees planted, and we're just getting started.
Green Coffee Company, is it just the name or is there something green in it also?
It's a great question, Tarmo. So green coffee would be unroasted coffee. So the primary business model is wholesale B2B unroasted green coffee. So we buy cherries from neighboring farmers. We also produce them on our own lots of land. We produce that and we run them through our own wet mills and then through a dry mill, and then we sell green coffee. So hence the name.
Yeah. Is there some environmental aspect to that green too, or is it just the green beans?
It's just the green bean. But there are environmental aspects of the investment. We're very much focused on doing right in the communities where we operate, reducing water waste, and having a green footprint, I guess you can call it, in the local market.
And also probably the kind of social implications coming with that too, right?
Of course, yeah. From the social aspect, we're the largest employer in the town of Salgar, where we're currently operating. We have 428 full-time employees. We provide fair employment. We pay into bank accounts. We provide health insurance, pensions, time off. It's just not how Colombian coffee is typically run. So we're really revolutionizing the industry from a social and environmental perspective, for sure.
That's very cool. In 2017, how did you guys start it?
So it was founded by Cole Shepherd. He's one of the partners at Legacy Group and also a GCC board member. His background is in mergers and acquisitions. So he was working with the Big Four accounting firm, PwC, doing mergers and acquisitions throughout the world. So he was placed in Asia and Bermuda, stumbled across Colombia and really saw that it was a market that was ripe for arbitrage, ripe for opportunity, started in real estate. And then the project was born as somewhat of an alternative to cash flowing real estate funds, where investors could be a passive investor in a real asset backed enterprise and essentially make cash flow. And kind of that was the initial thesis. Now we've grown the company to be a much more growth-oriented investment. It's a grow my net worth type strategy. We're forecasting an 11x net return on invested capital in our current funding round. And it's really just snowballed over the years. We're up to over 350 investors, over $45 million deployed into the region. And we have boots on the ground there. The other partner, Adam Jason, him and Cole both live in Medellin, Colombia. So we are very much involved in the day-to-day of the company and the workings. They're both U.S. trained and Americans by background. And myself being in Fort Lauderdale, I'm a stone's throw away by flight, and I go down there periodically to support the team. But we're heavily involved in the day-to-day of the company and on the ground there.
The growing of the business. I mean, you were talking about the 11x returns and starting only in 2017. You're kind of building a growth company out of a coffee company, or how does that logic work? Usually, you talk about this kind of returns and growth numbers in, I don't know, technology-based startups or things like that.
Sure. So let me kind of walk you through the structure and how we expect to get there in terms of a financial return and what the investment looks like under the hood. So investors own common equity in a US-based holding company. So they own a private company that we have an expectation of making a publicly traded company in 2026. That's the primary mechanism in which we expect to exit. We're also dual tracking the business for sale. Today, this year, we're expecting to do just over 10 million in revenue, up from just over 1 million in 2021. And then as we look towards 2026, we expect to build out additional verticals in the company. So we want to go from a green coffee company model to a roasted coffee model. So we expect to build out through the proceeds from the Series C round, a US-based roaster. We're targeting Florida and Texas for that, where we could take all this green coffee and go further down the value chain, make significantly more margin and revenue, selling it in a roasted format, wholesale as well, but at a significantly higher margin. We expect at full capacity in 2026, with the amount of coffee that we produce on our farms and the farms that we'll have at that point, and with the capacity in our facility in the US, to do 30 million pounds of coffee a year roasted in 2026. And realize over 200 million in revenue from that vertical alone. Also, the coffee cherry, it's mostly byproduct. So 20% of the cherry is the bean that we know and drink, and 80% is waste. So it's the skin on the outside, the mucilage, all of the sugars and all that content there. It's typically discarded. So this is waste in the Colombian coffee industry. It's used as fertilizer or it's thrown in the river by other producers. So we want to monetize that waste. So we're building a distillery, a state-of-the-art distillery on site at our wet mill in Colombia, where we could take the byproduct, distill it down into ethanol, and then ultimately into spirits such as vodka and gin. With this vertical, we expect to do around 50 million in revenue in 2026 at full capacity. It's a tremendous amount of production and a whole new revenue stream that doesn't exist for us today. So as we inject this $100 million of growth capital from the Series C round, we expect to build up the various revenue streams and verticals, roasted coffee, byproducts, really scale this thing up. And then by 2026, we're forecasting in our financial model to do 266 million in revenue, produce 60 million in net income in that year. And then we backed into an expected valuation of 20 times that 60 million. So a price earnings multiple of 20 was applied, which is the historical multiple of the S&P 500 here in the US. And with that, we backed into a $1.2 billion expected valuation in 2026. And based on the current share price and the valuation today, that works out to be an 11x net return forecasted for investors through a 2026 exit.
So basically building a coffee unicorn.
Yes, precisely.
And the units would be, I mean, if now it's a green coffee company, the roasted coffee would be black coffee company, right? And the spirit one would be white coffee company, no?
that's a good point. We may need to do some rebranding here as we get into different verticals. But we do have a brand name for our roasted coffee. It's called Abira. It's a company that it's a line that we expect to launch here at the end of the year at the time of this recording in 2022.
Looking forward to that. The how about, I mean, you talked a little bit about how you kind of how they're revolutionizing the Colombian coffee industry with your processes and salary payments and so on. Do you see this actually going kind of beyond your company? Do you see the competitors also starting to, offer staff pensions or pay the salaries into the bank account or any of these kind of unusual practices?
We haven't seen it yet, but our goal and our hope is that we pave the road for others to follow suit in a similar manner. You know, we, as selfish as it might be to want to be the only player doing this, you know, if we could lead by example and change the industry, that would mean a lot to us and our investors. We still believe we have a first mover advantage from a technological perspective in terms of how we process the coffee in our facilities, the way in which we do our farming. You know, there's a lot that differentiates us besides the social impact. But yes, we hope to change the industry with our practices. And as we make more waves and get more recognition and really grow this thing, the world will start to take notice and there'll be higher expectations of investors who are invested in agriculture.
Absolutely. This using the waste of the coffee industry, is that something you kind of you guys have done, I don't know, technological innovation, or is this something already people using somewhere else in the world?
Yeah, so coffee byproducts are a known thing. There's other people that are monetizing them in certain capacities for consumer products, cosmetics. There is a company that's created vodka from coffee cherry cascara. It's a company that exists. They don't control the farms and the production. So it's a very different structure where they have to buy this product and create a niche product out of it. For us, you know, we have access to all the waste at scale at our facility. So it's a unique situation. We're not aware of anyone who's a large scale producer who's doing this, but there is a use case already established for coffee byproducts. In terms of what we're looking to do at our facilities down in Colombia, we've already conducted research and development with the University of Los Andes. It's a local university that's well renowned in the country of Colombia. We've identified that the byproducts are high in sugars, high in antioxidants, and a perfect candidate in order to make ethanol. With ethanol and water, you can make vodka, and you can make other spirits as well out of it. But we definitely carved out a use case. We've seen others do it, but we're not aware of anyone that's doing it the way that we're looking to do.
As part of the production, exactly, or as part of the same company. What else was I thinking? It seems to me the legacy is very much focused on the Green Coffee Company. Looking at your website, I noticed a few other companies you guys are involved too. I mean,
sure.
What else do you do beyond the coffee?
Yeah, happy to dive into that. So we're always looking for unique businesses that we could either build from the ground up or invest in, founders that we believe in. We made an investment a few years ago in a company called Polygonus. They're a Medellin-based tech company. They do 3D art and design, e-learning. They create the characters you'll find in digital Netflix productions in Latin America, as well as video game productions in Latin America. We really expect them to be a leader in the region in the coming years. It's a really exciting company, and they're doing some cool things. It's a portfolio company of Legacy Group. Like I said, we made a seed investment a few years ago, just grown exponentially since then. This isn't an offering that we have open for outside investment. The only current offering would be the Green Coffee Company's Series C funding round. But we're also involved through Polygonus as well. And then we're constantly looking for interesting places where we could identify arbitrage and high return potential for our investors. And I expect in the future that we'll bring more unique investment opportunities to the table in addition to Green Coffee Company.
The focus is on Colombia or Latin America in general, or...
It's a heavy LATAM focus, that's for sure. At least as of right now, the investment is in Colombia. That's where our presence is. That's where we have market knowledge. That's where we gain an edge, I guess you could say. But we're open to other markets in Latin America. We like Mexico. It's very much capitalistic as well, as is Colombia. So it could be possible that we expand GCC outside of Colombia into other countries and kind of replicate what we've done, if it makes sense, or invest in entirely different opportunities in Latin America as well. But at least as of now, Colombia is the focus, and we're very bullish on the country.
Fantastic. Any kind of overall picture for the audience who might not know much about Colombia? I mean, people probably know about Colombia related to, I don't know, mafia or oil. What's going on in Colombia? What's hot in Colombia these days?
Yeah, so it's very different than what you might think in the media or
so. No oil and mafia anymore.
Yeah, no. It's very much capitalistic. It's the longest standing democracy in Latin America. Very much open for business. Foreign investment has just exploded there over the last number of years. We're seeing a huge influx of capital. We've seen a devaluation of the Colombian peso against the US dollar, which has created incredible buying opportunities for investors, dollar investors who are looking to invest abroad and buy assets at a discount. What's interesting about coffee is that it's a dollar traded commodity. So we're able to come in with dollars, buy farmland and build facilities with pesos at a discount to where we were even 6 months ago. So the COP to US dollar, the Colombian peso to US dollar, is around 5,000 to one now. It was under 2,500 to one when we started this project back in 2017. So money goes further and production is in an asset that could be sold in dollars. So we just see it as such a great place to deploy capital right now. They're very much open for business, like I said. We had Congress people and government figures come to an inauguration event at one of our processing facilities. We've had the governor of the state where we work in. He made an announcement and a video as per that opening. You know, we have a lot of government support, and it's like it's very much open for investment. Coffee is the national product there. We think no other industry really stands to benefit over the years to come as the country focuses on being a producer rather than an importer. And that's really the reality. And then in terms of like a lifestyle, I mean, there's great restaurants, great hotels, really nice things to do in Medellin. I love going there, as does my wife. You know, we have a great time when we go. When we bring our investors down, they enjoy it. We show them a good time. We take them out to the farms. You know, you could live a very nice lifestyle in Medellin, at least where we operate. And there's good things in other parts of the country. Bogota is a really, you know, interesting place, very dynamic city to spend time in. There's coastal parts of Colombia as well. Just a lot of things that are outside of what you would typically think of, you know, pre-2000 in terms of how things were going on in the
1980s or something like that. The Green Coffee Company, as you guys are selling mostly you're selling B2B to the other roasters to kind of process the beans further. As a consumers around the world, who from the audience has possibly been drinking the Green Coffee Company coffee already? In which countries people are, you know, drinking it?
Yeah, so we sell it through, keep in mind, we sell it in a green format, right? So we may be drinking it and not realizing it because we'll sell to specialty traders and wholesale buyers. And essentially we sell it in two primary channels. We sell domestically in Colombia. So we sell containers to the collective buying groups, and that goes, you know, further down the value chain, of course. And then we sell to large traders and specialty buyers in Europe, Sucafina, SKN, Louis Dreyfus. Those are some of our clients. But keep in mind, we sell to traders and specialty buyers who turn around and trade it, and then it eventually it gets roasted somewhere down the value chain. Kind of hard to trace like how we're drinking it. But we very well could be. Maybe we sell a specialty coffee product. We're going to be getting more into roasted in the coming years. We do have a roasted coffee that's available for purchase in the U.S. through Amazon and soon to be our own retail store. But yeah, as we get more roasting focused, I'd expect more of us will be drinking it on a regular basis.
Fantastic. I think, Josh, that's a good point to wrap it up. Thanks for your time, and for anyone interested in Green Coffee Company, just Google it and you'll find all the details and investment opportunities and so on.
Yeah, thanks, Darmo. If you want to find us on our website, you can go to legacy-group.co, or you could send me an email, investor.relations@legacy-group.co. We'd love to get in touch with you.
Good stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, Miro. Welcome to the Nature Pact.
Hello.
It's been a few years since we met. I think it was 5, 6, 7 years ago when you were in one of the when you were still in the early stages building the Coffee Cloud. Tell us what is Coffee Cloud and how are you guys doing today?
Yes. Actually, we started from a small town in Estonia built hardware accelerator. Actually, it was in year 2015, and that's when we actually are thinking that Coffee Cloud is a more hardware related company. And that's why we joined actually our first Buildit investor in Estonia. They was actually related to the partner. And in the meantime, in past few years, actually we found out that we are not more hard as we are actually related to the software and especially in data analytics, especially for the coffee industry. That's what we actually find out in past 3 years. Let's say something about what Coffee Cloud do and actually related for. So Coffee Cloud is a IoT data analytics company. That means that refers to the Internet of Things technology into the coffee industry. This includes the use of sensors, smart devices, and coffee technology to monitor and software technology to monitor and control the various aspects of coffee production, from the coffee production and delivery to the brewing and coffee serving. This technology can help to improve the quality and consistency of the coffee, as well as provide the valuable data and insights for the coffee company and consumers.
Mm. And you basically started off with the hardware for the coffee machines in cafeterias and or places like that where the coffee is, you know, put into the cup, right? And now you've moved more into the software.
Yes, actually, you know, first problem refers to the actually precising counting the coffee cups, because you know in the hospitality industry a lot of things happen under the table and the baristas and waiters and staff sometimes prepare free coffees to the hands and sometimes prepare free coffees to their own pockets and they actually coffee shop owner are not able to really counting the coffee cups and actually providing the total number of the coffee per day. So that's how we started. Actually, we started with production of small counters, which is easy to install to professional coffee machines, and the counters was counting the coffee cups. We can precisely monitor the coffee production. In meantime, the technology of connectivity goes forward, and we put a small mobile cell phone inside. We actually send all this data to the cloud, to the app, and that's where we find out that we can extract more analytics from the simple counting of coffee cups. We can actually the quality. We can detect the machine cleaning, machine interruptions. We can serve various industry with the relevant data. So at the moment, the Coffee Cloud provides the really really valuable data not only for the coffee shop owners, but we provide to the coffee producers, coffee distributors, and especially for the coffee machine. So now we designed a small hardware IoT sensors, which is easy to retrofit to all coffee machines in a professional coffee industry. And the data extracted from these IoT devices enable us to detect the coffee quality, coffee production, coffee sellings, coffee delivery. And that's the different types of the data which we actually provide for the coffee producers and distributors, for the shop owners and coffee chains, and for the coffee machine producers. So let's say we can have three types of users in one hardware device.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how widely you guys are spread these days. I remember you started off from the Balkans, but the Coffee Cloud linked cafeterias. Where are they today?
Yeah, okay. So we started actually, if you look at the core team, it is from Balkan, but from Croatia. Mm-hmm. And today we are sitting here, and we are here actually developing the software part of the product. We firstly in the year 2015 joined the Build It Hardware Accelerator. They help us to design first our first hardware solution. Mm-hmm. We moved to the Berlin, joined the Texas Metro Accelerator in Berlin, and Metro, Metro is the largest hospitality reseller mm-hmm. in the world. They help us to design the software part of the solution, move a little bit to the analytics and the data and the software side of the product. And then we actually, in the meantime, we flip our company from the first company in Estonia to the now company in UK. So actually Coffee Cloud now is a UK founded company. In next years, we signed a joint venture with the company Strips from the Slovenia. They have around 2,000 employees. They produce the hardware for the Siemens, Philips, and then a lot of automotive industry. And they actually invest. They are also our investor, one of our investors. They invest completely in the hardware and the design and production. And now we are concentrated more on the software of the product, and now we raise bound for the next software developments and of course for the sellings. Now currently Coffee Cloud is presented, and we actually have operation in around 50 countries worldwide that include India, Thailand, Australia, and most of the European countries. So that's where we actually basically connected. Our main target customer at the moment is coffee producers and resellers. That means that we are working with the famous coffee brands as Lavazza, Illy, Julius Meinl, as well as some famous coffee machine producers as La Marzocco, Gaggia, Faema, La Chili, and that's actually where we are trying to establish our soft solutions. And at the moment, we are actually still up from our competitors. Actually, when we started, we do not have any competition, and now we have one or two companies. Anyway, we are still first on the market, and we are great with the most innovative development in that industry.
Mm, okay, you basically taking the old coffee industry to the cloud. How ready is the kind of established structures, big companies in the sector? I mean, drinking the virtual coffee or drinking coffee in the cloud. How is the industry taking it?
Yeah, it's not. Let's say it's not easy going because you know it's a very traditional industry. It's very industry. The coffee industry is it's almost for the last 100 years. So that's it's not easy to take innovations. It's not easy to take the steps in move forward. Anyway, everyone understands that digitalization is the process. It's must have. So that's actually what. All industries know and the same is with the coffee. Anyway, it's not easy to go to the coffee virtually in some countries because in some countries it's not always take away coffee. Coffee is a social situation. Especially let's say in Balkan, people sitting and having coffee, and it's some kind of of a conversation or a state of the mind to sit and join the conflict for 1 or 2 hours and talk about everything. So, yes, it's not easy to go through the market. Anyway, we actually have a really, really valuable data because, you know, if you look from the perspective of the coffee producers, coffee distributors, they bring to the ground, to the shop with great coffee machines, with great coffee beans, with everything, and they'll invest a lot in equipment because they provide the coffee shops with the free coffee machines under the contract they use of their beans, and they don't have any idea what's happened with their beans after they bring it to the coffee. So they that's where we actually help, and we provide really valuable insights and the data to actually understand how machines are being used.
To wrap it up, tell us a few words. What's the kind of raising money in the startup world for a cloud coffee company? How challenging is that, and how far are you on that road?
Yeah, it's also the challenging because of the conservative industry. You know, the average investor, if you look at of I don't know, now we are on the stage to raise the money from the funds, from the angels, because we are in stage of Series A round, and it's not easy to raise the money from the funds because people who run the phones, they actually are really engaged in coffee industry. They do not understand the industry, and they do not feel safe in the industries where they don't understand well. So that's the main problem in the raising money. Anyway, we actually raised the rounds mostly from our partners. That means that we raised the money from the hardware from the company which produced the hardware, and we raise the money from the company who produced the software, and in future we will probably raise the money from the companies who are directly involved in production of the coffee beans. So that's where we actually find and try to actually raise more money for the sales.
Good stuff. Thanks, Miro, for this discussion.
Thank you very much.
Join us again for the next episode. Thank you for listening. If you like the show, please give us a good rating and leave the feedback in your podcast player so others will find it too. We will be back next week. Turn on to Nature Backed Podcast.
Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Introducing the Deep Leadership Podcast. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former submarine officer who spent 22 years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters. Leadership matters. Deep Leadership is real-world, actionable leadership advice from John and his expert guests. Become a leader worth following. Subscribe today. Electric Acid.
Electric Acid.